Nick? Nick? Mm. You need to wake up now.
Yeah.
I've made you a cup of tea.
What time is it?
9:30.
Oh, you're dressed.
Well, I hope I didn't wake you with the shower.
Didn't hear a thing. How long have you been up, Will?
Oh, well, I don't know. Since about 8.
No.
Up with the lark.
You've been tiptoeing round all that time.
Wow. You were sleeping.
Oh, you're a sweetie.
Well, you need to get up now, though. Don't want to miss our breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all included.
When does it finish?
10.
10 o'clock? Oh. That's ages yet. Got a few minutes, haven't we?
Well...
Of course we have.
One pint of shires. Anything else?
No, just that, thanks, Clary.
That's 2.65, please.
2.50, 65. Is Kenton in yet?
I haven't seen him.
Morning.
Afternoon, just.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, always feels like morning till I've had me dinner.
I know what you mean.
That why you're here too?
No, I'm not eating. Just meeting up with Kenton for a pre-lunch drink.
Ah.
And what can I get you, Mike?
A pint of Shires, please.
Right-o.
How's the building work going?
Not bad. Plasters are in my bit now.
That's...
Willow Cottage, we're calling it.
Right.
And Jason's in with his painters in Roy and Ailey's bit.
Oh, so, nearly finished there, then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Roy and Ailey want to move back in Friday.
Get themselves settled before Phoebe goes back to school, I expect.
Yeah, and it's Abby's first birthday in a couple of weeks. Only all shipshape for that.
So Jason's got strict instructions,
is it? Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, one of his lads were at it when I left.
That's dedicated.
He's taking his daughter out for half-term outing tomorrow.
Oh.
Didn't want to lose his money, I reckon.
No, anyone in the building trade's glad of the work right now, aren't they? Anything else, Mike?
No, have one yourself.
Oh, tough. Yeah, I'll have an orange juice.
Think I'll bag a table. Best of luck with it, Mike.
Oh, yeah, thanks. See ya.
So you're going to have your dinner here then, Mike? Mm-hmm. Frieda's done some nice pork.
Oh, yeah. No, Neil and Susan did ask if I wanted to join them, but I felt a bit awkward.
Oh, this silver wedding stuff.
I wouldn't know what to say if it came up.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I'm going up to Grey Gables.
Oh, for afternoon tea.
And I need to find the hotel that Neil's booked so I can change the date.
Oh, yeah.
Trouble is, I can't remember what it was called. I know it was something House Hotel. Neil said it was near Hyde Park, so Roy said he'd sort out a list for us.
Oh, of all the likely ones, you mean?
Yeah, then I'll just have to ring them up one by one.
You'll need an afternoon tea after that.
Well, not a few fiddling sandwiches and a fairy cake for 20 quid, though. Anyway, how are you getting on? Have you got cover for Susan in the shop yet?
Oh, well, I tried to ring Emma this morning, but I couldn't get hold of her. So I'll try again later. I hope she can do it, because... Oh!
What?
Hello, Kenton.
Hello, both.
How are you?
Is Alistair... I see him. Afternoon.
Oh, watch out. Do you want to top up?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
So how's the family?
Yeah, we're all well. What's this about, Captain?
Right. No small talk, then.
Well, why didn't you want to come round to the stables?
It's about your break-in.
Oh?
Yeah, look, I'm caught in the middle here. It's a bit awkward. Shula's worried that it wasn't just some random villain.
Is she?
Yeah. She thinks it might be someone you know.
Does she have anyone specific in mind?
Yes, your mate from Gamblers Anonymous, Ryan.
Yeah, but she doesn't have any grounds for believing that, does she? Just because someone's a gambler...
Yeah, look, are you saying that it hadn't occurred to you? Well, does he know where you live? Alistair?
He's been to the house.
What?
Just a couple of times. It didn't seem... It's just like friends, you know.
Well, Shula never said anything.
I didn't tell her.
Oh, Alistair.
I know.
Well, she's been worrying.
But even if he has been to the house, burglaries happen all the time.
Look, I know you want to think that he's innocent.
Well, I can't just condemn him on no evidence.
there's some stuff you should know. I don't think that Ryan is... Well, okay. It had been bothering me for some time, and finally I realised that I'd seen him before.
You know him?
Well, not know exactly. I've seen him at a couple of card games.
What sort of games?
Well, it wouldn't be snap, would it?
Poker?
Yeah.
He's never said anything to me about poker.
Oh, well, it didn't last long. You know how it is, you get those faces that come and try it and then you don't see them ever again.
Yeah, but that's nothing sinister.
No, I rang someone on Friday, one of the guys who got him into the game. And he's been spinning a line, you know, all that stuff. He was loaded, had his own business.
He's a forklift truck driver.
Yes, and he was sacked, wasn't he?
Laid off?
Yeah, from Bowmore Distribution.
Because of the recession.
Is that what he told you?
Yes.
Right, well, I rang them as well, Bowmore's. He wasn't laid off, mate. They sacked him because he'd punched his supervisor.
That waiter weren't very pleased, were he?
No.
Reckon we were lucky to get any breakfast.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't get you bacon and eggs.
Oh, I'm not complaining. Oh, you've done really well with the driving.
Have I?
Yeah, very smooth trip back.
Oh, except for those traffic lights.
Well, you were concentrating on the road. Don't worry about it.
There.
Right. Now you just need to park it.
I have.
No, you stopped it. We can't leave it here in the middle of the road.
Oh, couldn't you park it?
No. Look, there's a big space behind your mum's car.
Oh.
Go on. You'll never learn unless you do it yourself. Into reverse.
Bully.
Okay, gently back.
Oh, I don't want to do this.
That's it. Now start to turn the wheel. The other way.
Oh, it's all back to front.
Yeah, it's a bit too much. Yeah, not so much. Yeah, mind your mum's car. Right, stop. Stop.
Oh!
Yeah, you were getting a bit close there.
Oh, well, can you take over?
Well, I can't get out.
Oh.
Well, not without denting your mum's car.
Oh, that was so rubbish.
Maybe it were a bit early to do that. In fact, I've been thinking, I'd like to give you a present. Call it an extra Valentine's. How about if I pay for some proper driving lessons? With a professional.
Oh.
Maybe book, you know, 2 or 3 a week, so you can really practice. Because I'm no instructor.
Oh, but you're very patient.
And they'll have a little car, you know, not this great big tank.
It's far too much.
No, it ain't.
I've already had a lovely night in the hotel for Valentine's.
Well, let's make it an early birthday present then.
I do think I'd find it easier in a smaller car.
Okay then. I'll find a good local driving school and we'll book you in.
Oh, thanks, Will. That's really lovely.
Right. Let's swap over. And I'll park this monster up.
And you know I was saying about the poker game? Well, he didn't just fade away. There was some aggro there too. He didn't understand about table stakes and he wanted to bet more, said he was good for the money and all got a bit handbags.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know it's a lot to take in.
But it still doesn't make him a criminal.
It makes him a liar.
Yeah, all right, I see that, but that's what it does to you, the gambling. The lies I told when I was playing.
Yeah, well, sounds like you're still telling them.
No.
What, Ryan come into the house?
Well, yeah, all right, but that wasn't really a lie. I just didn't tell Shula about it.
Oh, come on, Alistair, don't give me that. Look, you didn't tell her because you knew it was a really stupid thing to do.
I thought... Look, he's a gambler, I'm a gambler. I know what it's like. But I know he's trying to change, like I did.
How can you say that? He has told you a pack of lies.
Shush.
Look, can you look me in the eye and say that you're absolutely certain he didn't break into your house? Can you?
No.
And you thought that from the moment it happened, didn't you?
Yes.
And what I've just told you...
I agree it doesn't look good, but... Kenton, just suppose it wasn't him.
Oh, Alistair...
No, really. How can I say to him, was it you who pinched my telly? You know, if he's innocent, all that work we've done, months and months of building him up, it'll all be destroyed.
Look, It's too much of a coincidence.
We still don't know for sure. I just...
Okay. Okay. No, I see what you're saying.
Well, I can't...
Maybe I ought to do it.
What?
Yeah, I'll deal with it. When's the next GA meeting?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, right. And what time does it finish?
Mike?
Oh, hello, Clary.
You look deep in thought. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How's that happened?
Well, the painter left a roller tray on the floor, and you know treacle?
The hen that likes to say hello.
Must have got into it. Hen's footprints all over the floor.
Oh, well, is the painter going to clear it up?
We've had a bit of a disagreement about that. I reckon he shouldn't have left the tray out. He reckons we shouldn't have livestock strolling through the kitchen.
He's got a point, I suppose.
Yeah, well, negotiations are proceeding, as they say. Anyway, what can I do for you?
Oh, well, I thought you'd like to know. I got hold of Emma.
Oh.
She's going to juggle her shifts so she can cover for Susan.
Great. Yeah, now I'll have to do the same with Tom covering for Neil's pigs.
And how did you get on with the hotel? Any luck?
Oh, I must have rung a dozen of them. I feel such a fool. Mr. Carter speaking. Did I happen to book a room for next week with you?
Oh, dear.
Then when I got through to the right one, I was praying they wouldn't ask me credit card or passport number or something.
But they didn't.
Oh, no, thank goodness. So the booking's changed to the night after the party.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, no, I'd make a terrible spy.
Well, James Bond would probably make a terrible milkman.
Oh, not Sean Connery. That's how he started.
No. Oh, well, there's hope for you yet then, Mark.
I think the Secret Service can wait, Miss Moneypenny. I'll just be glad if we pull this off.
I think he's in. Yep, here he is.
Hello, Tony. Happy birthday, mate.
Oh, hello, Eddie. Thanks.
Brought me Digger. Come to take a look at that drain.
Ah, sure.
Shall I just crack on?
Well, actually, I'll come with you. The co-op lorry's coming for these spuds soon. So I want to be sure they can still get through the gate.
I'll get my car out before you start.
You off somewhere, Helen?
Afternoon shift at the shop. Are you expecting Tom on the farm today, Dad?
No, probably not. It's sausage making today.
Oh, so he won't be milking?
No.
Right, well, maybe I'll catch him at home then. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, love.
Tom in trouble, is he?
Oh, just the usual, you know. Farm business.
Oh, I get it. Confidential.
Sort of.
That's all right. I can keep a secret. Take Clary and Mike.
What about them?
Ah, they got something on. But I couldn't tell you. Very hush-hush.
Mm. Shall we take a look at this crack, then?
So, are you wondering what it is?
Well, it's the drains, isn't it?
No, I meant this secret.
Oh, not really.
No. Right. Well, I couldn't tell you any rope. Hey, I just saw Pete on the green. You know, who works with our William on the shoot.
Oh, yeah?
He was looking right peaky. Had to sit down on the bench for a while.
Oh, poor old chap. Right, so do you think you could work on this side first?
Can do.
The lorry should be here about 1, 1.30. Then if you need to, you can extend the trench.
No probs.
Right, I'll leave you to it. Give me a shout when there's something to see.
Will do, Tony.
I'll be in the packing shed, bagging those spuds.
I've been reading about this grain. Is it quinoa?
Quinoa.
Well, it's meant to be some sort of superfood, isn't it?
It is. You can use it like rice, but it's got lots of protein in it.
Oh, sounds just what I need. Have you got any, Helen?
Yeah, it should be next to the bulgur wheat.
Oh, yes.
I'm amazed we don't sell more of it.
Well, I don't suppose the name helps.
No.
Oh, lentils. At least I know how to pronounce that.
Do you want to pop those flowers on the counter, Usha?
Oh, actually, I will.
Make it easier to handle your basket.
I should have got them after coming here. I'm going to have to leave them in the car anyway. I can't take them back into court with me.
I wonder why you're in Borchester.
One case this morning and one this afternoon.
Well, that's handy. Oh, it's a lovely bouquet. Is it for Alan?
Actually, no.
Aww.
Well, I think he'd rather have a bottle of wine than flowers.
Well, you never know.
No, they're for the people who are renting Blossom Hill Cottage.
Oh.
Yeah, they're moving some things in today, so I thought I'd pop round to make sure everything's all right.
And the flowers?
Just to say hello and...
I hope they'll be happy there.
I wish all landlords were as thoughtful as that.
Well, it's such a relief to have the place occupied.
Oh, I know what'll interest you. We've just had a delivery from Anne Baxter.
Oh, no. No cheese today.
Well, you said how much you and Alan liked her Elton Mature.
I did. We do. But I'm cutting out all fat.
Oh.
My training just seems to have plateaued, so I'm going to have a few weeks really working on my diet.
Oh, that does look like a very worthy basketful.
I just need to step up to the next level if I'm going to stand any chance of getting a good time in this marathon.
So you're not happy just to get round the course, then?
I was, but then it's become... Well, I've got more of a target now.
Does this have anything to do with Annabel Shrivener?
This Legal Fitness 2009 may be a factor. I couldn't possibly comment.
So why don't you just get a little piece for Alan?
No, if it's in the house, I'll be nipping down the middle of the night, scoffing it by the light of the fridge.
All right.
I tell you what I could do with, though.
Olive stuffed with feta? All butter shortbread?
Stop it!
Sorry.
Whole wheat pasta. I couldn't see any on the shelf.
No, you're right. I'm sure we've got some in the storeroom. Shall I look?
Could you?
Oh. Just be a minute.
Okay. Oh. Hi, Alan.
Hello, love. Not back in court, then.
2:15.
I'm glad I've got you. Rachel's asked if I can go to Felpersham later. We've got a bishop visiting from Zambia, and, well, I think they need someone to make up the numbers.
Really?
Well, he is interested in talking to vicars with rural parishes, and I'd quite like to meet him. He's been very courageous over some big issues.
Okay.
But it does mean that I'll be home, well, certainly after 7, and I promised to cook, hadn't I?
Oh, that's all right.
Are you sure? You don't mind eating late?
No, don't worry, I'll cook.
Really?
Yes, of course.
Oh, Usha, you're a star.
She kept on asking me what I wanted. I think I even made a few suggestions. And you know what she got me?
Go on.
A digital wine cooler.
Digital?
Yeah. You dial in the right temperature, and then it... Oh, I don't know. I couldn't be bothered.
Oh, that's Lillian for you.
Yeah, I honestly think she's on a different planet from me most of the time.
Well, here you are, look, Tony.
Hmm? Well, yeah.
That section of drains all crumbled.
You couldn't have done that just now with the digger.
No. That's not fresh, is it?
Yeah. No, I suppose you're right. Just age, do you think?
Yeah, it could be. Or being where it is, with trucks and stuff going backwards and forwards.
Tractors?
Yeah.
Bit of both, I expect.
Look. There's a bit up here.
Hmm? Well, there's more, is there?
See that?
Hmm? Oh, crikey. Well... No wonder.
Yeah, pipe's not lined up with the other one.
I bet that takes the yard runoff, or the dairy waste.
Yeah. You can see it's been leaking.
Yeah. So instead of all of it getting to the storage tank, it's been leaching into the ground.
Well, some of it, anyway.
Draining away into the watercourse. No wonder we ended up with pollution in the brook.
So, what do you want me to do then?
Well,
I can repair this easy enough. Mm-hmm. Get some new piping down there, fill in the trench.
Well, we'll certainly need that in the short term. How quickly can you do it?
Wednesday, Thursday maybe.
Yeah. Well, we'll need to cover this over until then. The milk tanker will be here in the morning.
Yeah, you got any sheet metal knocking her in?
Yeah, we'll probably find something.
Oh, give you a hand to lay that down. It'll do for a couple of days.
Yeah, but patching up this area, a bit like putting a sticking plaster on a broken arm. If this is damaged, what about the rest of it?
Yeah.
We'll have to have the lot checked out.
Probably need one of those cameras sent in it.
Oh, how much is that going to cost?
Search me.
Yeah. Why now? When we've only just bought the place.
It stinks, doesn't it?
Ah, you're telling me.
Still, don't let it spoil your birthday, eh?
No, I was very pleased to meet him, actually. He was quite a charismatic man, in the conventional sense of the word, that is.
I understand.
And an interesting, well, sort of moral pragmatism over things like accepting donations from the Episcopal Church in America. I mean, most of his fellow African bishops think that's beyond the pale.
Because the Americans bless same-sex marriages.
Some of the dioceses, yeah. He feels that if you reject the offer of help, then you're rejecting the donor, and you reject a path forward for an HIV orphan, say.
Hmm. So you're glad you went?
I am. And it certainly puts the challenges of my ministry into perspective.
Good. That is good, isn't it, Alan?
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
Well, while you were out, I went round to Blossom Hill Cottage. They've got it looking very nice, and they were very grateful for the flowers.
Well, hopefully they'll remember that when they're tempted to trash the place.
They don't look like the trashing type.
No, no, I'm sure they're not.
Are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. It's just the...
Yes?
You've made this lentil bake before, haven't you?
Well, a lentil bake.
Ah, so is this a different recipe?
Don't you like it?
Oh, no, it's... It's a bit...
Plain?
Well, not quite as rich, certainly.
It's a low-fat version.
Ah. Why?
Well, I just feel a bit stuck where I am.
I'm not surprised eating this stuff.
Alan?
Oh, I just meant, well, it's quite... Well, it certainly put the Lent into lentil. And Ash Wednesday's still over a week away.
I meant with my fitness.
Oh, right.
I want to make a real push on it.
So does that mean I can expect a lot of low-fat versions from now on?
For a while, yes.
Mm. Well, I'll cook tomorrow.
It won't work if you're going to undo all my efforts.
Well, I'm not running the marathon.
But it wouldn't do you any harm to lose a few pounds now, would it?
Come on through.
Thanks.
I'm glad you turned up, because I'm all alone.
Oh.
A glass of wine, Helen?
Yes, all right.
Sit down. I was in serious danger of having to do some uni work.
So, no Tom, then?
Oh, not yet. After the sausage making, he had to drive down to Tewkesbury.
What's in Tewkesbury?
A customer who is threatening to become an ex-customer.
There's a lot of it about.
Tom hoped to, you know, turn on the charm. Try to persuade them to keep the faith.
And not cancel their order.
I thought he could offer them a special deal for a month, so they could run a promotion.
Did it work? The famous Tom Archer charm? Oh, that's an off-render.
I don't know. I haven't heard from him since he left.
Have you rung him?
A couple of times. Just goes straight to voicemail. I thought it'd be back by now.
It was Tom I wanted to see, actually. Not that I'm not pleased to see you.
That's okay.
I keep ringing him. I think he's screening my calls.
Why would he do that?
Do you know what he did last week?
You'll have to give me a clue.
You know Brian offered Hannah some work for this supermarket project?
Oh, yeah, Tom said.
Well, did he say that he had a real go at her about it? She was very upset.
He said he was a bit short-tempered with her.
Oh, it was a lot more than that. She wasn't to know what was going on between Brian and Tom. I tried to explain a bit to her, but it shouldn't have been down to me.
Of course not.
I told him he needed to apologise to her, and that was on Thursday.
And has he?
No. She was out doing his pigs this morning, and as far as I can see, he hasn't spoken to her for days.
He is under a lot of pressure at the moment. This business with Brian's really getting him down.
I know that. But it's no excuse for mistreating his staff.
I don't know that it was mistreating.
Well, you didn't speak to her afterwards. She's feeling very uncomfortable, in the house even.
Well, there's no need for that.
I know she comes over as very confident, but she's just a kid, really. This is only her second proper job, and she's only been doing that for a few months.
I suppose so.
And Tom's meant to be the grown-up here. I mean, I know Brian's difficult to work with, but Tom can't just take it out on Hannah. It's bullying, and it's not fair.
Yeah, you're right. Hannah shouldn't be suffering whatever Tom's going through.
So will you speak to him?
Yeah.
He needs to apologise and make things right with her. And he needs to sort himself out before he does some lasting damage.
Mum?
Oh, Pip, you gave me a fright.
What's going on?
Well, why are you dressed? It's not time for milking yet, is it?
No, it's about 2:30.
Then why?
I woke up and your dad wasn't in bed. He went to the lambing shed for his last check round, as usual.
When was that?
Oh, about midnight. so I thought I'd better pop over and see what's up.
Do you want me to come too?
Oh, no, Peck. You get back to sleep.
Oh, I don't mind.
No, we want you bright and fresh for your birthday. Whatever's happening, I'm sure we can handle it. There you are.
Oh, sorry, Bran. Did I wake you up?
No, I just turned over and you weren't there.
I couldn't sleep. I was tossing and turning and, well, I didn't want to wake you up.
That's thoughtful.
I'm waking you up anyway now.
Don't worry about that.
You know the way your mind just won't stop going round and round?
Is this about losing that customer?
No, not really. I mean, obviously I'd have preferred it if I could have persuaded him, but I knew it was a bit of a long shot.
So, if it's not your wasted journey...
Two guesses.
Could it possibly have something to do with Brian?
Yep.
Oh, didn't even need to phone a friend.
Nope.
Look, shall I make a cup of tea?
Ugh, no. It's the middle of the night.
Oh, go on. I could do with one.
You're just saying that, aren't you?
Yes. But you look freezing.
I'm a bit cold.
Come on. Let's get a hot drink inside you.
Oh, right. That's the problem, is it? No, you... Come back! Oh, damn it. Don't go near them! Ruth!
Whoa. Talk about chaos!
What are you doing here?
I woke up.
Look, never mind. Can you grab that newborn?
This one?
Yeah.
Where's its mum?
Well, it's this one here. She cleaned it, but she's got another one coming. If I can get the legs up.
Well, you don't want it licked by another you.
Too right. Last thing I want is a rejected lamb on top of everything. Can you just put it in a pen for a minute? Well,
this pen?
Yeah, any empty one. Ah, that's better.
There you go. No wonder you're still here, David. How many have you got going at once?
Oh, I don't know, six or seven. It's been insane since I arrived. Come on! Hey, look, that one in the corner there needs help. Can you take a look?
Okay, what's up with that?
Cervix hasn't dilated.
Ringworm?
I hope not. Just about to try and loosen her up when I notice this one. Can you have a go?
Where's the lubricant?
Oh, had it somewhere. Oh, here, look.
Right. Look, do you want to do that one? And I'll birth this one.
Oh, okay, if you like.
You're better with the sheep than me.
All right. Feels like a big lamb, but it's presenting fine now.
Right, come on, you.
Don't know what on earth you're doing here.
That's...
But I'm awfully glad you came.
That's it. Well done, good. Well, you nearly had Pip as well.
What, have you been having midnight feast or something?
Well, she heard me getting up and offered to come with me.
Well, you should have brought her.
David!
Well, maybe not.
Come on, Mum, come on.
This one's been in labour for ages. I should have looked at her before.
Well, you've obviously had your hands full.
Well, I could say that.
That's... Well done.
So much for mid-morning feeding, cutting down the number of night births.
The ewes obviously haven't read the textbook.
There you are.
Thanks.
Come on. Cuddle up. Ooh, you are cold. Come here. Drink some tea. That'll warm you up.
Yeah, okay.
How long have you been down here?
Oh, I don't know, really.
If Brian knew the trouble he's causing...
He'd probably still go ahead.
Yeah, he probably would.
He just... He doesn't seem to understand what this business means to me.
It's not just a business, is it?
11 years I've been doing this.
That's all my working life, and I started it because of John. He worked so hard at it, and I wanted to carry that on, so it's like something of him carried on.
Yeah, I understand.
I want to be proud of it, you know? And Mum and Dad, I want them to be proud of it too.
And John.
Yeah. If he could somehow, I don't know, somehow see what I'd done, I'd want him to say...
Go on.
I just want him to say, well done, mate.
Oh, Tom, I'm sure he would.
But I nearly lost it all the last time I got involved with the supermarket.
And you're frightened that Brian's risking it again.
He's got that big arable mentality, commodity thinking. If the market wants to pay tuppence a metre, then let's just churn out any old junk as long as there's a margin in it.
It's not just quality, though. It's because it's a supermarket, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And that's not because I'm scared.
No, I never said you were.
But I know better than anyone what risks you run with that sort of big customer.
This isn't as big a deal as the one you had.
No, I know, but what happens if they suddenly decide they want to double their order or triple it? I mean, Brian isn't going to say no, is he?
Unlikely.
And then they can drop you, just like that.
I know.
And then you're completely screwed. Everything in me is just screaming, this is wrong.
Oh, Tom.
But no matter what I think or what I say, it's all going ahead. With my name on the packet.
It must be awful for you.
Gran was my last hope to escape. You know, get the business doing what it should be doing.
Look, you haven't actually asked her yet.
No, but I was kidding myself. All she's got on with Jack, I'd feel like a complete user.
So, what are you going to do?
What can I do? I'm just stuck as Brian's slave forever.
It's not as bad as that.
It's what it feels like. I'm completely trapped.
David, can you take a look at this one?
Yep, what is it?
It doesn't look too clever.
Huh? Oh, no, you're right.
The twin seems okay.
Come on, you. Come on, up you get.
No yawn.
No. And the belly feels empty.
Mm, looks like it hasn't sucked. Hey.
Come here, Mum. Come on.
You need a hand?
Oh. No, you just finished off the navels and the numbers. Don't struggle.
Okay.
Ah. Right, you, come on, come on. Down the other feet. That's your mum, see?
Is he taking any?
Come on. That's it. There you go. You know what to do.
Great.
Oh. Look, when you've done those, you really ought to get back to bed.
I won't argue with you.
You'll be up for milking in a couple of hours.
2 and a half.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll just take a last look round and I'll join you.
Okay.
But thanks a lot, Ruth. Really appreciate it.
I've done breakfast for everyone.
Ben and Josh too?
Yeah, I've just called them.
Oh, Pip, that's brilliant. And on your birthday.
Well, I knew you were up in the night. And it's in my own interest really, isn't it?
Oh, how do you work that out?
The sooner we eat, the sooner I get my present.
Whoa, boy, that smells good.
Pip's done it.
What, cooked the breakfast? In the holidays?
More than that.
Hey. Oh, yeah, of course. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy birthday, sweet 16.
Oh, please don't sing, Dad.
No, don't worry. I'm not really in a singing mood.
Has Bert taken over?
Yes, thank God.
Oh, what's it like out there?
No, it's just normal now. He should be fine.
You look like I feel.
Thanks.
I'm afraid we're both going to be like the living dead today, Pip.
Oh, well, never mind. Anyway, this should make you feel better.
Oh, fantastic. Mm.
Oh, you passed the sauce. Mm. So.
I've been trying to work out what I'll have to cut out from next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah, this 5-mile radius diet.
Are you going ahead with that then?
Yeah.
I thought you were just discussing it.
There's no point just talking about it, is there?
So you're only going to eat food...
grown within 5 miles of here. So that sauce is banned for a start.
What? Banned? I'm not going to have breakfast without sauce.
Just for me. It's all processed foods, basically.
Well, you can't expect me to cook your special meals every day. Haven't I got enough on?
Chill, Mum. I'll just look in the fridge every day and work out what I can eat.
So you'll sort yourself out?
Yes.
Well, you better make the most of Tuesday night at Jack's. It'll be slim pickings after that.
Jack's?
Oh, you don't know, do you?
Uncle Kenton came round yesterday.
You're in the lambing shed.
They're doing a special pancake evening on Tuesday.
What, opening in the evening?
He's booked Otty. You know, the Polish girl.
Yeah?
But Emma said she can't waitress that night.
Probably having a life, that's why.
Well, as I don't have a life, I said that I'd help.
Oh, no, I didn't. Really.
It's all good work experience and I could do with the money.
Yeah, no, of course. Well done, Pip.
Anyway, you're going to eat that now that I've cooked it for you.
Absolutely.
Kenton was being very mysterious.
Top secret recipe, is it?
Not about the pancake night. He said he had... what was it?
An investigation.
An investigation going on.
An investigation?
He seemed very pleased with himself.
No, did he? Just sounds like Kenton being Kenton to me.
How on earth we ran out of butter, I don't know. Fortunately, Shula noticed as I was on the way back from a call.
Is that it, then?
I'll take a pack of extra strong mints as well.
Right. Ring you, did she, Alistair?
Yes.
Mobile phones are great, aren't they?
Certainly wouldn't be without mine.
All right, that's 282, please.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Afternoon, Jennifer. Oh, I've only got a 20, sorry.
Oh, no problem. Yes, they're great. But they've really led to a decline in phone boxes, like ours.
I suppose so.
Did you know I'm on the phone box committee now?
Really?
I was co-opted at a meeting last night.
Oh, Lillian's on that, isn't she?
Yeah, and my Neil and Christine Barford. It's going to become like a little local information bureau.
Yes, I'd heard.
You mentioned it on the village website, didn't you, Jennifer?
Yes. Oh.
So they decided the first priority was to clean the box and paint it.
Yes, it is looking a little unloved.
But of course, they don't want just anyone putting stuff in there. There's got to be control. That's where I come in.
I do need to get home, actually.
Oh, sorry.
We're eating early because I'm going out.
Oh, mustn't keep you then.
Thanks. Okay, bye then. See you, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, bye. Oh, well, just these, Susan. Adam's staying for supper tonight, and I know he likes these.
Oh, lovely. So, people have to bring their poster or whatever to me, and then I'll decide if he breaks the rules or not.
Oh, there are going to be rules, are there?
Oh, yeah, lots of rules. Size of poster, what it's advertising, how long it can be up for. Oh, maybe you could put those on the website too.
Well, I think I'd better.
They thought I was the best person for the job.
Because you're good at enforcing rules.
Because I'm right here, by the phone box.
Oh, yes, of course.
And Neil's going to investigate the electric so it can stay lit up.
Well, that's good. I always think it looks rather welcoming on a dark winter's night.
And you know at the top, where it says telephone?
And that's illuminated too, isn't it?
Well, Neil thought it might be a bit misleading. You know, people might go in there thinking it was still a phone box.
That's quite possible, I imagine.
Well, your Lillian agreed, but Christine thought it should stay traditional.
Oh, really?
They had quite a fight about it, apparently.
Oh, goodness.
And then the trouble they had agreeing on what it should say.
And did they reach a decision?
In the end.
What?
Information.
Bye then, Ryan. Night, John. See you next week.
him, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. How was he in the meeting?
Just the same as usual. Likeable, plausible. It's so hard to believe.
I know. But don't worry, Al. I'll get to the bottom of it.
I really hope you're wrong.
Yeah, so do I.
Just be careful, Canton.
Hey, don't worry about me.
No, I meant with Ryan. If he's innocent.
Oh, sure. Well, Tact is my middle name.
Well, thanks.
Oh, there he goes. Okay, well, I'll see you in the Black Pike in an hour or so.
Okay. See you later.
Do you want another coffee, Adam?
No, thanks, Mum. I think I need to be getting home soon. Forecast is calm for the morning, so I wanted to make an early start.
Mm, good spraying weather.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask, how's the bacon job coming on?
Oh, not bad. It wasn't an ideal time to launch a product, but it's ticking over nicely. In fact, Tom should have collected another batch from the processors yesterday.
Should have?
I'll have to take it on trust, I'm afraid. He doesn't appear to be speaking to me at the moment.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true. He's just busy.
He was busy before, and we managed to have the occasional conversation.
Oh, I'll get it. And I'm sure you're exaggerating, Brian.
This is because of the supermarket order.
He said he wants no part of it. Abdicated all responsibility.
Oh, well, that must be difficult.
But in times like these, you just don't turn down an offer like this. All very well bleating about principles, but they don't pay the overdraft.
So, you're going ahead?
Yes, with or without, Tom.
When are you due to make the first delivery?
Early April. Oh. We'll do it. I'll be buying in meat for the first batch. I've got Morris on the manufacturing. He knows what he's about.
Yeah, but what about the long term?
Tom will soon get over this hissy fit of his when he sees the revenue rolling in.
And you'll be able to carry on working together?
I won't pretend I've not been very irritated. Okay. Silly, childish way to behave. Okay. When he comes to his senses, I'll be prepared to bury the hatchet.
Oh, that was Gloria.
Who?
Pete's wife.
What did she want?
Pete has got shingles.
Oh, really?
I thought he didn't look well.
So he'll be off work.
Did she say for how long?
Well, she's no idea. But it can last for weeks, can't it?
Oh, dear. Right.
It's not a very busy time of year at the shoot, though, is it?
Well, it's not, but there's still a lot of routine work. Well, I suppose I could feed the birds in the morning, top up the drinkers and so on.
Well, you can't do that every day, surely?
Of course not. I've only the vaguest idea what needs doing.
No, we need someone who can cover while Pete's off sick.
Well, what about Will?
Oh, yes, he might know somebody.
No. What about bringing him back early?
Oh,
that's a very good idea.
Oh, he's coming back soon anyway. He's only got a couple more weeks at Lawrence's place.
And as Mum says, it's not as if it's a busy time in any shoot right now. They're pretty well staffed, aren't they?
Would that be all right with Lawrence?
Well, it's more his head keeper's call. I'd be very happy to see Will back. A break from here's obviously done him a power of good.
Yes, you said.
When I saw him last week, he was bouncing with ideas of how to improve things. Have you seen my phone, darling?
Do you have Lawrence's number?
In the book, I think. I thought I'd ring Will first.
Sign him out, you mean?
It might not be on, but I think he's itching to get back in charge.
Yeah? Oh, hi, Ryan. Sorry to just turn up like this, but I didn't have your phone number.
Do I know you?
I'm Kenton, Alistair's brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to help him out with something, a bit of a problem he's got, and you can give me a hand.
How?
Yeah, can I come in? It's freezing out there. Oh, cheers. Right,
What is it then?
Do you remember, I thought we'd met before. Well, we had, about a year ago, in a poker game. You'd come with Kareem from the Tyre Centre?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't play poker anymore.
No, me neither. Well, hardly at all.
Is that why you're here, then?
I think you know Alistair had a break-in recently.
Did he?
He lost a telly, games console, that sort of thing.
No, I don't think he said anything.
No, well, he's quite upset about it. And Shula, you know, she's very upset about it, too.
Yeah, well, like
yeah, what
I said,
do you know about it?
Me? Nothing.
Yeah, I heard you, but I don't believe you.
What? You've got a nerve.
Yeah, tell you something else I don't believe.
You come in here.
You told Al you had a wife and kid.
I do.
Yeah? Well, where are they then? I mean, there's no room for them here, surely.
We're separated.
Recent, was it?
Yeah, very recent.
Well, when I asked Kareem about you, he said you weren't married.
Wife, girlfriend, what's the difference?
And he didn't think you had kids, either.
Look, Kareem hardly knows me.
That's not the impression I got. This boy, Tim, isn't it? Got a picture of him, have you?
Look, mate.
Oh, I bet he's a lovely little chap.
Look, you're right out of order.
How would you describe him? Blonde, is he? Dark hair? How about your wife? What's she like?
Were you some sort of perv now or something?
Not going to show me a picture.
Look, you can just...
Because there isn't one, is there? There isn't a wife and there isn't a son.
It's none of your business.
I've found out plenty about you, Ryan.
What, you've been spying on me, have you?
I know enough not to believe a word you say.
You've got no
You rights. Have been lying to Alistair all along, haven't you? Spinning him this sob story about your poor family to get money out of him.
No.
Yeah, but he had more sense. So when he wouldn't give you anything, you broke in and helped yourself.
I didn't.
You're not just a liar. You're a thief as well.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up.
Piss off out of my house. Bastards.
Ow! Get on!
Stay away from me!
Good, well done. Well, I'll ring Lawrence then. Okay, thanks. Well, bye, Will.
Well, that sounded positive.
As I suspected, he jumped at the chance.
Great.
Actually, I don't think it's just keenness to get back in the saddle.
No?
There's a personal element to it as well.
What, missing George, you mean?
Well, no doubt. But you know that woman who lived with him for a while?
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, that's back on, apparently.
Ah.
Cherchez la femme.
Of course, she's local.
Well, it'd make things a lot easier for his love life if he was back in Ambridge.
I suppose so. Did Will have any idea when he might be able to start?
Well, we'll have to agree this with Lawrence, obviously, but he suggested Sunday.
Well, this Sunday? That's quick.
Well, they got one of those simulated shoots on Saturday, you know, with Clay's.
Uh-huh.
And after that, he reckons they won't need him too much.
Excellent. So we've got, what, 3 or 4 days to cover between us?
Well, he made a suggestion about that, actually.
Yeah.
Mike Tucker should be able to handle the routine stuff.
Of course. Mike helped Will out before he employed Malcolm, didn't he?
Yeah. Do you have Mike's number?
Yeah, my phone.
Great. So you can give Mike a ring and I'll phone Lawrence.
Kenton, what's going on?
Get in.
What? My God, what happened to you?
Just get in.
Yeah, right. You all right?
Yeah, it looks worse than it is. Close the door, quickly.
Okay.
I don't want Ryan to see.
Did he do this?
It was nothing, just a scuffle.
Your head?
It's a bit of a graze, that's all.
We need to get you to A&E.
No, I can't. He might do a runner.
What on earth happened?
Oh, God. He's filth, Alistair. I bet my life he did the burglary.
He didn't admit it?
I didn't have to. I mean, how many single guys do you know need 3 DVD players?
Single?
Yes. Yeah, this family he's been telling you about.
Yes.
Don't exist.
What?
He's living in one room, no sign of anyone else. And when I challenged him about it, he attacked me.
Oh, my God.
He's told you a pack of lies. Oh, I'm sorry, mate.
Which house is it?
There with the skip outside. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna sort him out. Oh,
don't be stupid. No point two of us ending up like this.
But...
No, let these guys deal with it.
You rang the police?
Yeah, before I called you. Oh, ow.
What did he do to you?
Never mind. Doesn't matter. Hey, look at this. Our very own episode of The Bill.
Oh, these are lovely, Sheila. The Calvados truffles are amazing. Someone's in for a treat.
No, they're for Kenton.
Really? It's not his birthday, is it?
No, it's just for being a wonderful brother.
Oh, it's not often I hear you say something like that. Not about Kenton, anyway.
No, well, let's just say he's excelled himself recently.
Yeah? Right, well, good. Just the chocolates, is it?
Do you have anything for bruises, Helen?
There's some arnica with the non-food stuff.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Nick.
Over here?
Yep, we've got cream or tablets.
Cream, I think. Oh, hello, Nick.
Hi.
Thank you. So that's $16.75, please.
Can I give you a card?
Of course. Just pop it in.
There you are.
And enter your PIN.
Okay.
Were you looking for something particular, Nick?
No, not exactly.
There you are.
Thanks. Do you want a bag?
No, that's all right. I'll put them in here.
Jolly good. And there's your receipt.
Thanks.
Hope Kenton enjoys them.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
So, you haven't come to my shop to buy anything, then?
Not really. It's not that stuff here's not nice.
I know, I'm only teasing. So, is this a social call?
Sort of. Well, Will phoned me this morning. They've got a problem at the shoot. Pete, you know Peter's been standing in for Will. Yeah. He's ill and they've agreed that Will can come back early.
Oh, yeah?
So he'll be back on Sunday. For good. He was coming back anyway in a couple of weeks, but, well, now he's saying that he'd love me to move in any time I can.
Great! It is great, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's lovely, but...
But?
Oh, Helen, I'm really not sure.
Spray the eye several times a day and give me a call if it doesn't improve, Margaret.
Will do. Thanks again.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Morris, it's Alistair.
Oh, hello, Alistair. How are you?
Not good, if I'm honest. I've been an utter fool. Are you at the business units today?
Yeah, I'll be here till about four.
Could I pop round? I really need to talk.
I mean, obviously, I love Will to bits, and I do want to be with him.
Do you think it's too early? You need more time?
No, Helen, it's not that exactly. Not more time for, you know, for us, but if I do move in, then nothing will have changed. It'll be like it was before. Well, more complicated, actually.
Because?
Oh, Jake's at school now, here in Borchester. And I still can't drive, and Will's house is still all the way out in that wood. But part of me says, well, at least I know the dangers. And if Will's prepared to trust me with George...
Well, he obviously wants to be with you, Nick.
Which is fantastic, and I don't want him to think that I'm not keen. Because I am. Very keen. But what would you do?
Oh, I can't really answer that. It's got to be your decision.
But I can't think. Oh, ever since he rang, I've been in such a tizzy.
Well, it has only been a few hours.
But
it sounds to me as if you're already halfway there.
Really?
You love Will and you want to be with him. Surely that's worth overcoming a few difficulties.
Well, Alistair, I don't mind telling you, I'm very relieved.
Are you?
When you rang, I thought you must have been gambling again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Morris, I wasn't thinking. No change there.
Oh, don't be too hard on yourself. So, the police turned up.
They were just getting out of their car when Ryan came through the front door.
And they nabbed him.
Yeah, he tried to make a run for it, but they grabbed him before he got to the end of the road. He was carrying a sort of hold-all thing. I don't know why he didn't drop it.
Well, good for them.
Once they got him, Kenton and I went over and explained who we were.
Did Ryan see you?
He was in the car by then. I caught sight of him through the window.
Oh.
It's like he was a different person. He looked so defiant.
So then you went to the police station, did you?
Oh, I took Kenton to hospital first. Ryan had kicked him when he was on the ground.
Oh, charming.
I was worried about his ribs, but nothing broken, thank goodness. Just cuts and bruises.
So, it'll be assault as well as burglary.
Well, actually, Kenton didn't want to make a big thing of that. Hmm? Well, he got a few punches in himself. Said he'd seen much worse when he was in the Merchant Navy.
Well, that's his decision, I suppose.
We waited ages before they took our statements.
Bet that was fun.
It was ghastly, Morris. And then you took him into your house for a cup of tea, did you, sir? I felt so stupid. I suggested they check his DNA with the blood on the window. And I could see them thinking, yeah, here we go.
CSI Borchester.
Exactly.
But they will, won't they?
Yeah, I'm sure they will. It's just... You know, I'm a vet, I'm a professional person, but in that setting, you just feel like some know-nothing idiot. Especially having to admit how much he conned me.
So, this wife and kid he's been telling us about?
Complete fiction, apparently.
Well, he conned us all, didn't he?
Yeah, but I was the one who tried to take him under my wing.
I did say...
I know.
You can't solve someone's problems for them.
I just thought I could help him.
At least he didn't give him money.
Well, if I had, perhaps none of this would have happened.
Well, it wouldn't have been better in the long run. You could have got sucked in a lot further.
How could he do that to someone? I showed him nothing but friendship, and he lied and lied and lied. And then broke into my house.
He's a sick man. We all are. We're just at different stages of the disease.
Yeah, but I could never...
do anything like that. We've all done terrible things because of gambling. Let our friends down. Hurt people we love. Taken what isn't ours to take.
You're right, of course. I'm being a hypocrite. And Ryan's certainly a gambler, that wasn't a lie. Do you know what's been nagging me? I gave him a reference. I put my name and my qualifications on paper recommending that someone give him a job.
You weren't to know.
I've got to withdraw it. But what can I say?
Well, just say you were misinformed. There's no need to go into detail.
Suppose not.
But he's obviously in serious trouble. Did they say when he'll be in court?
3 months, maybe.
His boss will soon find out what he's really like.
It's all solid now. Tony drove the muck spreader over it this morning. Eddie's done a good, neat job.
I wish he were as neat as that round the house.
So, hopefully, that should solve the leaching problem.
Yeah, get the environment people off your backs, Pat.
Well, in the short term, anyway. Trouble is, we can't risk it happening again.
No.
Could cost us big money if we had a serious pollution incident.
So, what are you thinking of?
Well, we want to start with a survey of what we've already got. We did hope the estate would have plans of the drainage system.
You did hope?
Yeah, they finally got back to us today. I can't find anything.
Oh, dear.
So, we're a bit in the dark about what's there already.
Mm.
Well, it's no good just waiting for something to fail and then patching it up.
No. That's been Eddie and Joe's approach all their lives, more's the pity. I do wish they would. Oh, that's mine, Pat. Would you mind?
No, you go ahead, Clary.
Ciao. I won't be a minute. Hello?
Hello, Clary, it's Nick.
Oh, hello, Nick. You all right?
I'm fine, thanks. I was ringing about Will starting back at work on Sunday.
No, he ain't coming back for a few weeks, yeah?
Oh, no, that's been changed.
Has it? I ain't heard nothing.
No, well, I expect he'll ring you this evening. I've only just found out myself.
Oh, this Sunday?
Pete's not well, apparently.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it? No, I mean, William coming back.
I was just wondering, if my mum could give me a lift over on Sunday morning, would you like to meet me at Casa Nueva to get the house ready for him?
You mean, like, put the heating on?
Yeah, you know, and run the vac round and things, do a bit of dusting. Make it nice and welcoming for him.
That's a good idea.
So, is that a yes?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very nice idea, Nick. Are you going to be long?
Your lesson's over.
Yes, all done. Oh, you must be exhausted.
I want to finish this letter to Ryan's employers. I'm so sorry, Sheila.
I know.
You must be furious with me.
No.
I am.
That won't do any good, will it?
I've been so naive.
You know, I was nervous about you getting involved with a man like that. But no one knew what he was really like, did they?
Least of all me, it seems.
If it had been someone else, it could have made a huge difference to their life. It might have been a turning point for them.
I'm wondering now if I was just doing it to make me feel good.
No. You thought you could help him all along.
Yeah, and look where it got us. Our house broken into, your brother beaten up.
Oh,
darling. All of that's dreadful, of course it is. But at least you wanted to try. And I love that about you.
Really?
Yes. I'm sorry for you that it didn't work out.
It was never going to, was it?
No. But it doesn't change how I feel about you.
Thank you, darling. I don't think I deserve it, but it means a lot.
Any luck with the drain plan?
They couldn't find anything.
Oh, that's annoying.
Your dad's been talking about replacing the whole system anyway, with a new containment tank.
That's typical Dad, isn't it?
What?
Well, that's basically what we've got now.
Well, yes, but it would all be new. It would last for decades.
But if it's going to need a complete replacement, why just blindly replicate the past?
What are you suggesting?
Something much more environmentally friendly. A reed bed system, maybe.
That did cross my mind.
More sustainable? Lower carbon footprint?
Well, I think that's well worth investigating.
Good. Oh, you going in?
Yes.
Is Hannah eating with us tonight?
I assume so.
Has Tom said anything to her yet?
Apologised, you mean? I don't know.
It's not good enough, Mum.
I know.
He needs to get on with it.
How about this for a suitcase, then?
Wow, Roy. That looks like it's travelled a few miles.
Yeah, it's an old one of Julia's.
Look at the labels.
Yeah, she got around, didn't she?
Hong Kong? Cape Town? Where's Boak?
What?
There, look.
What? No, you Wally. It's not a place. It's an airline. BOAC.
Oh, never heard of it.
Well, I can tell you never made model aeroplanes, Ailey.
Oddly enough, I didn't.
Ah, well, it's long gone anyway.
Did Nigel mind?
No, you know Nigel. Mr. Easygoing.
Stupid, really. When I bought more clothes over, I should have thought to bring another bag.
Well, he said we can return it any time.
Oh, good old Nigel.
Right, are these bags ready to go?
Yep. Haven't they made it nice for us?
What, Nigel and Elizabeth?
I mean, it was a nice offer in the first place.
It's been handy for them too, having you round the place.
Oh, I enjoyed helping out. Kept my hand in for when I come back properly.
Mm. You sorry to leave then?
No. Oh, it's been great, but I can't wait to get home and really make it ours.
Good. That's how I feel.
I think Phoebs is going to find it hard, though.
Oh, how's she getting on with her packing?
Slowly. When I checked, she claimed she was too busy looking after Abby.
Well, I'll take these to the car and chase her up on the way.
Be gentle with her.
Yeah, I will.
I think she's going to miss having Lower Loxley as her own personal playground. Josh, don't be horrible. Let Ben play with it.
Oh, they're not at it again, are they?
It's all right, just Josh wanting to take over as usual.
Don't know why they can't play outside. Oh, any chance of a coffee?
Yeah, no problem. Kettle's hot.
Oh, great.
How's the lambing going?
Oh, it's manageable.
Is Pip holding the fort?
Yeah. Half-term does have some advantages, I suppose. Oh, Lord.
What?
More NFU stuff.
Oh, yeah, just arrived.
Oh, look at it later. Haven't got my head around the NVZ papers yet.
Well, you can't be expected to during lambing.
Well, hope Arthur realises that.
Of course he does. He's a farmer too. Coffee, was it, or tea?
Coffee, please. Nice and strong.
There'll be no coffee or tea for Pip from next week. I'm not sure she's really thought through this 5-mile diet thing. Mm. I mean, what is she going to drink? Milk, I suppose. Mm. And water. I haven't pointed out to her that our water might come from further away than that. I can't see her getting through all of Lent, to be honest. I mean, 40 days, that's what? 5, nearly 6 weeks. It'll be a flash in the pan, I expect. Unlike Usha, she seems very set on this low-fat diet of hers. I was not very impressed with it, though. I saw him in the shop yesterday. Do you know what he was buying? David? looks like this coffee's come too late.
There you go. Mind out.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Morning.
Come to check up on me, have you?
No. Well, just to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Ooh, cold, isn't it?
Don't mind the cold.
They seem happy in this new area?
Yeah, they definitely needed moving.
And you're all right about taking on Jazza's shifts?
Yeah, it's fine by me.
Good. It'll only be until Sunday.
I know.
With Mike helping on the shoot...
Jazza's doing all the milk deliveries, you said?
Yeah.
Like I said, it's fine. Can use the cash.
Yeah. Hannah?
What?
Oh, look. Here's Mike now. Talk of the devil.
Hiya!
Hi, Mike. We were just talking about you, weren't we, Hannah?
You were.
Oh, yeah. Nothing bad, I hope.
No, just, you know, the knock-on effects of you helping at the shoot.
Yeah, well, it's only for a few days, isn't it?
Have you just finished there?
Yeah, off to Grange Farm for the bottling now. I was going to give you a ring, Tom, but, well, I saw your car.
Oh, yeah?
I got a favour to ask.
You don't need me, do you?
No, it's Tom I need to talk to.
Tom?
No, you get on, Hannah.
Okay. See you, Mike.
Yeah, see you, love.
So, a favour.
It's for Neil, really. Oh, well, Susan and Neil. You're doing his pigs next Thursday, aren't you?
Yeah, he's planning on taking Susan away for their silver wedding, is it?
Yeah, that's right. But, you see, there's a problem. Susan's surprise party.
Sorry?
She's doing a surprise party for Neil on the Wednesday. Ain't you and Brenda had an invitation?
Yeah, we might have. I've been a bit busy.
Yeah, well, that's when Neil was planning to take her away, see?
Oh.
But what I've done, I've spoke to the hotel and swapped the booking to the Thursday night, but that means the pigs will need seeing them on the Friday.
Right, so you want me to do them on the Friday instead?
Well, if it ain't too much trouble, could you do them both days?
Thursday and Friday?
Neil will have a much better time at the party if he knows he won't have to get up at crack of sparrows, and then he can whisk Susan off to London soon as they're packed.
I don't know.
No, I know it's a bit cheeky. I mean, I'd do it, but with the milk round and the bottling, I mean, mornings is tricky for me. It would mean a lot to him.
Oh, yeah, all right then. I'll do it both days.
Oh, that's great, Tom. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
God, it's been complicated, this. All these backstage goings-on have put the village panto to shame.
Mm.
Still, me and Carrie have nearly got it sorted now. Wish us luck, eh?
Yeah. Best of luck, Mike.
Oh, why did you do that?
What?
Let me doze off.
There wasn't much letting about it. I turned round and there you were in the land of Nod.
Oh, I need to get on with.
Oh, come on, 20 minutes won't hurt.
I've got to feed the young stock.
You obviously needed it. You probably work better now.
How long were you going to leave me?
I don't know. I just thought I'd fill the mixer wagon, then pop back and see how you were. What woke you up?
Josh did. Thundering into the kitchen wanting a drink.
Oh, David, I told them to keep quiet.
Well, I'm glad he did. And you drank my coffee.
There was no point in letting it go cold, was there? Did you make yourself another one?
No.
Well, I need the tractor to mix this ration, so why don't you go back and have one? Maybe take Pip a cup or two.
Well, actually, that would be nice.
And then it'll be ready for you to take a silage bale out to the heifers.
And I suppose they do feel a bit fresher.
So what do you think about the cows? How much longer with the mixer wagon?
Well, don't think the pasture's quite ready yet. Keep them in overnight for a few more days, I reckon.
Sometime next week, then?
Yeah, and then we'll put them in the paddocks when there's a bit more grass.
Exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Let's hope it works.
Ah, Hannah.
This drinker's not topping up.
Oh, no.
The others in this run are. I better get the toolbox.
Before you do...
What?
There's something I need to say to you.
Is there?
It's about last week, when I found out that Brian had asked you to do this extra work.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that.
Well, the thing is, that was the first I'd heard of it. That he was going to approach you direct, I mean. So it sort of took me by surprise.
Right.
And I didn't react well. In fact, I was totally out of order. I should never have spoken to you like that.
Oh.
I mean, you've worked your socks off here.
I enjoy it.
And I'm really grateful. I know I might not show it, but I am, honestly.
Well, thanks.
Brian and me? We're having a bit of a tricky time at the moment. To be honest, I'm finding it very hard working with him.
Yeah, I sort of guessed that.
We've got different ideas about where the business should be going. And I had problems with a big supermarket contract a few years ago, before he got involved.
Jazza said you nearly went bust.
Oh, thanks, Jazza.
Is that not right, then?
No, it's... They delisted me and... Yeah. Yeah, I nearly went bust. The point is, you got caught in the middle and I was frustrated and I took it out on you and... So, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I should have said it sooner, but I felt such a prat and I was embarrassed and, well...
Don't worry about it. I understand.
Thanks.
I was going to tell him no anyway.
Were you?
I've really got to concentrate on college. So I'll be leaving next week as planned.
Oh. You wouldn't like to stay on doing the hours you're doing now?
Just this work?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You said you enjoyed it.
I do, but this problem with Brian isn't going to go away, is it?
Well, we might sort it out.
No. No offence, Tom, but I think I'm better off out of it.
So I thought I'd see if you needed any help.
No lectures, Brenda?
Oh, just the one on a Friday, 10 till 12.
Oh, I don't know. Idle students.
Hey, I'll withdraw my offer of help if you're not careful.
Actually, we're fine. We've unpacked. We're just loving being back in our old place.
Your new place, you mean?
Oh, isn't it great?
This kitchen's wonderful, Hayley. Makes you realise how tired it was looking before.
Although Phoebe was very disappointed.
Why?
The floor. No funky hen's feet pattern. Do you see it?
I heard about it.
And she thought it looked much better before it was cleaned up.
Oh,
you've got to hand it to Jason. Him and his boys have done a good job. Mm.
Should I not now I don't live here no more?
Oh, don't be daft. Come on in.
Well, welcome home.
Thanks.
What do you think, Brenda?
Brilliant, isn't it?
I wondered if you needed a hand with anything.
No, I was just saying, we're all sorted, really.
Hayley. Oh, blimey, full house.
Hi, Roy.
Afternoon. Abby's pooed her nappy and there aren't any in the changing bag.
Oh, I'll put them in. Oh, I'll come and show you.
All right.
I won't be a minute.
All right.
I thought we could keep all the spares.
I saw Tom this morning. He said he'd help out with Neil's pigs for an extra day next week, so looks like the party and the London trip are on.
Oh, great.
Is Tom all right? He didn't seem himself.
Oh, well, he's got a lot of hassle with Brian at the moment. It's really getting him down.
I wondered if he was ill or something.
To be honest, Dad, I'm really worried about him.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by the editor, Vanessa Whitburn.